Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We are learning Para, Chapter 11. And today we're going to learn Mishnahs 5 and 6. Kol ha-ta'un bi'as mayim medivrei sofrim, metamei es ha-kodesh, u'posel es ha-truma, u'mutar b'chulon u'b'maiser, divrei Rabbi Meir. So anybody who requires immersion in water, rabbinically, not by Torah, like we did in the previous Mishnah, conveys impurity to kodesh, and renders truma unfit, but is allowed food and meiser, according to Rav Meir. The chachamim osrim b'meiser, but the chachamim forbid him eating meiser. La'achar b'yaso mutar b'kulan, but after going to the mikvah, but before sunset, mutar in all of that, all of those foods. V'im ba el ha-mikdash, but if he comes to the mikdash, bein lifnei b'yaso u'bein la'achar b'yaso pater. So if it's only rabbinic tuma, so in other words, someone who consumes some impure food or liquids, so it's only rabbinic tuma, if they go into the sanctuary either before or after going to the mikveh, they're pater. So, again, meiser, we're talking about meiser sheni, and the halacha is going to follow the chachamim, not Rav Meir. So, like the chachamim said, he's usher in meiser, but he's mutter in everything else. And even after immersion, he does not have to wait. Either before immersion or after immersion, he does not have to wait in order to go into the sanctuary, because entry is only forbidden to someone who is impured by an avatoma, a Torah law, and this is rabbinic. Mishnah 6. Kol haton bias mayim, whoever needs to go to the mikveh, bein medivrei Torah, bein medivrei sofrim, whether or not it's a Torah law or rabbinic enactment, Mitameis meyachatas, ves eferchatas, ves hamaze meyachatas, b'maga u'b'masa. So that person, if they require immersion, either way, Torah rabbinic, renders impure chatas water, chatat ashes, and also renders the one who is, sprinkles the chatas water by touch or by carrying the vessel holding those things. Okay? We'll explain that in a second. Ha'ezov ha'mekushar v'hamayim she'enem mekdashim u'kli reikam ha'torah lechatas b'magu b'masa. So hyssop, that is susceptible to being metame, water that has not yet been sanctified, or an empty vessel that is pure for using to hold chatas by touch and by carrying, will become impure. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Rambrim, b'maga avalo b'masa. But the Chachamim say, by touch, they'll become impure, but not by carrying. All right, so a couple things we need to explain here. So first of all, when we talk about the ashes, we're talking about the ashes without the water. And the one who sprinkles the chatat water, this is anyone who is pure to do so, according to the Gra. And by touch and by carrying, so whether or not the impure person touched or carried these things, or they are rendered impure. However, if one immersed for the chatas and the sun had not yet set, so he's tavel yom due to a Torah law impurity, so therefore he's impure for truma and kodesh. Nevertheless, he is pure for chatas because a tavel yom is pure to deal with the para. Okay? Now, by touch and by carrying. So, what does this mean? So, according to the Mishnah Chrona, it's talking about not actually carrying, but it's talking about causing movement, heset. That if someone who's impure causes the water, the ashes to stir, that's heset, and that's what we're talking about being causing these things to be impure, according to Rabbi Meir, but according to the Chachamim, and the halakas like the Chachamim, heset or carrying will not cause these things to become impure. Have a great day, and we'll learn the next two Mishnayot, 7 and 8, tomorrow.